Welcome to our summer Sunday school. Here you will find a story, a question to help you think and chat about the story, and an activity based on the story, and sometimes a prayer too. So, welcome. Week 3. The Burning Bush. The sun was burning hot. Moses' skin was burned dark brown. Suddenly, he saw it, a bright red burning bush. Its branches crackled orange and red, and Moses could not help but watch. For the bush did not burn up.
"Take off your shoes," came a voice from the bush. "This is a very special place."
"Who are you?" asked Moses. "And why are you talking to me? I'm just a poor shepherd."
"I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, the God of Israel," the voice replied. "And you are more than a shepherd. You are Moses, the man I have chosen to lead my people out of Egypt."
"I can't do that," Moses trembled. "I left Egypt years ago, and I'm an old man now."
"You can do it. You must do it," God answered. "For my people are slaves in Egypt and have prayed to be set free. I have heard their prayers, and you are the man I have chosen."
"But what if I go and they don't believe you sent me?" Moses asked.
"Take the walking stick that's in your hand," God said, "and throw it on the ground." Moses did as God told him, and the stick turned into a wriggling snake. "Now pick it up," God commanded. Moses wrapped a shaking hand around the snake's scaly middle, and it turned back into a stick.
"Show them that," God laughed. "Then they'll believe you." "But I'm so shy," Moses continued. "I'm no good at talking to people."
"Don't worry about that," God assured him. "Your brother Aaron loves to talk. You can take him with you. Now go. My people need your help." And so Moses went. He put his shoes back on. He picked up his walking stick. And he went off to set God's people free.
The question this week to help you chat about the story is this. God chose Moses and also his brother Aaron and his sister Miriam to do a job that needed doing. Like Moses in the story, why do people so often find excuses not to do the jobs that God calls them to do? So switch off the audio and see what you think. Welcome back. And here is your activity for this week. You might like to make a list or a word search of excuses that people might use today. If you've made a list, you can cut it up and make it into a sort of burning bush shape, if you like. And then here's a prayer to go with this story. Ever-loving and ever-present God, put in my heart the readiness to serve you, whatever excuses I might think of not to. Thank you. Amen.